So I guess it's okay to say the quiet part out loud. Shuti Gatwa went on to Saturday Night Live in the UK, which I didn't even know that was a thing, that they have SNL UK. And during his monologue, he joked about the very, very poor ratings of Doctor Who. Now, this is after months or years of denial that Doctor Who was not doing very well. They tried to tell us Doctor Who was fine, that the right people were watching Doctor Who, and that for every bigot or homophobe that stopped watching Doctor Who, 10 more people would come in and watch the show, and that obviously did not happen. Disney yanked funding. Doctor Who is now going to be on AMC Plus, except for the two Disney-financed seasons. So, yeah, it looks like everybody knew Doctor Who was a disaster, and, you know, it's not all Shuti Gatwa's fault, but, you know, he was out there antagonizing people. I don't think it did them any favors. Let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, hey, I'm a little under the weather this weekend, so if my voice is not quite what it usually is, I apologize for that. But hey, while I've got your attention, go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's moreclownfishtv.com, and you can check out some of our podcast episodes over there, and also special episodes of Clownfish TV you will not find here on YouTube. So thank you very much for the support. All right, this is coming from Deadline. Shuti Gatwa roasts Doctor Who ratings in Saturday Night Live opening monologue. While on SNL UK hosting duties, the former Time Lord joked about the BBC's sci-fi show's ratings and plot lines during his Saturday Night Live UK opening monologue. Speaking from the SNL stage in London, Gatwa said, "I've had so many fantastic roles in my career. Millions of you watched me as Eric in Sex Education, and then about 12 of you watched me in Doctor Who. Maybe that's why I kept crying." He continued, "Joking aside, it was genuinely a magical role. In fact, it was the first time my parents were truly proud of my career. When I told them I got the part, they said, 'Finally, a doctor in the family, even though I have since regenerated into Billy Piper, I don't understand it either. I still love Doctor Who, and I got to meet so many crazy characters, sort of a bit like this place.'" He is admitting it, and that's fine. This is good. Like, come on, BBC. The show was a complete colossal failure, at least from a viewership standpoint. It did not do what Disney wanted it to do. A lot of fans got chased off because, I think more because of Russell T. Davies than Shuti Gatwa per se. Russell T. Davies decided he was going to basically turned Doctor Who into his political platform. Right now, he has gotten his opinions in there in the past, but it wasn't as ham-fisted as it was during the Disney years. And also, you know, the Timeless Children thing, that needed to be retconned. That wasn't him, that was Chibnall, but like, that needed to be retconned. And now there's a rumor that Sony's going to completely reboot Doctor Who, which I think, honestly, I don't even know how you'd save the show at this point. But let's go out to Bleeding Cool. Bleeding Cool is always covering Doctor Who because they love Doctor Who over there, even bad Doctor Who. But apparently Russell T. Davies isn't saying much about the Christmas special, so we have no idea what's going on. And then we had that big AMC announcement that could be a prelude to Doctor Who getting a complete reboot with Sony. Who knows? Shuti Gatwa had more to say this weekend than Russell T. Davies did. They said, "Heading into this weekend, we were feeling pretty good with how things were looking for Doctor Who. With the Disney era behind us, thank God, we learned that AMC Global Media had struck a deal to be the streaming home in the U.S. for the 2005 to 2022 episodes. That means everyone through Jodie Whittaker, and then right before, you know, Disney picked up the tab." They said, "It looks like BBC America will be back in the Hooniverse business too. That means showrunner Russell T. Davies' upcoming Christmas special will be in American viewers' stockings this December. Hopefully it's not a lump of coal. Speaking of the Christmas special, our hopes were high that the good news about the streaming deal would be followed by Davies offering some updates during a conversation with artistic director Francesca Goodridge to help raise funds for the Sherman Theater, along with a deep dive into his professional life, insights on his time on shows like Doctor Who, Queer as Folk, etc. He didn't offer a status report on the Christmas special. Nobody knows what's going on with that. With 7 months to go, and only being a special, not a season, there's still enough production time for things to happen. That being said, we weren't expecting both the news and rumor pipelines to run as dry as they have been." This is a very interesting situation. because it's not Shudigatwa. If it was Shudigatwa, like, okay, it's just a Christmas special, film it, whatever. But he regenerated into Billy Piper for unknown reasons. And we don't know if Billy Piper is a doctor, if Billy Piper is Bad Wolf, if Billy Piper is Rose Tyler, if Billy Piper's the moment. We have no idea. I don't think Russell T. Davies knows. So we're talking 6-7 months out. We don't know what's going on with Doctor Who. I'm actually sitting here wondering, are they going to make the announcement about the reboot within the next month or two? And is he just holding off because he doesn't even know if he's getting a Christmas special? Who the hell knows? They're saying there's going to be a Christmas special, but we don't know what's happening with that. A lot of people think it's going to be David Tennant and Billy Piper back together again one last time, and then that they'll probably, spoiler, fuse back into one doctor, whoever the new doctor is. But if they're going to reboot the show, as is the rumor, then what's the point? Right? Like, what's the point? You don't throw good money after bad at that point. One person who didn't mind discussing Doctor Who was Shudigatwa, and he made jokes about it. He said, yeah, maybe that's why I kept crying, because only 12 of you watched it. As for the question mark surrounding the 15th Doctor regenerating into Billy Piper's 16th Doctor, Gatwa offered a great response. I don't know why she did. That's basically it. I don't know why she did. So the numbers were bad, right? And this is a huge issue right now. Gatwa's recent seasons averaged 3.2 million to 3.8 million consolidated. I think live it was doing under 2 or something like that. It was very, very bad. And anytime anybody tried to call attention to the numbers, we had the usual suspects. By usual suspects, I mean certain YouTubers and the Radio Times defending Doctor Who, saying everything's fine. Everything's fine here, guys. It's don't worry. It's all fine. There are no problems here. Doctor Who is completely okay. The ratings are great. This was coming from the AV Club last year. They said, yeah, things aren't looking too good. Doctor Who's ratings aren't looking that great. Amid rumors, the show will go back on hiatus. Viewership has reportedly dropped significantly. They said, according to Deadline, the first 4 episodes of the current season averaged 2.9 million viewers, which is a million viewers down from Jodie Whittaker's. Gatwa's first season. And that season, Gatwa's first, was down over a million viewers from the previous one. Whittaker's final season pre-Disney averaged about 5 million viewers in the first 4 episodes. Doctor Who has been in decline since Peter Capaldi, since probably the second season of Peter Capaldi. And Moffat definitely checked out toward the end. And I love Peter Capaldi. I mean, I know I've said before, but he was hands down my favorite doctor, new doctor. He just had shit to work with. But I did love him, and I love Missy. I love Michelle Gomez. So, Jodie Whittaker got a bump because she was the first female doctor. And after that initial bump, those first couple episodes, especially after the Rosa Parks episodes, you could see the viewership just crater, right? And I'm doing this video now, and it's a Sunday. It's kind of, it's kind of a lazy Sunday. I don't think anybody's going to watch this video because nobody cares about Doctor Who now. So all these franchises, Doctor Who, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Star Trek, comic books, Marvel and DC Comics, like they've all just destroyed themselves within a decade, and people are kind of over it. We talked about this before, kind of the apathy setting in for, I think, just pop culture in general, or at least the legacy brands. There's definitely a massive decline in interest. Really, people were just kind of watching the fireworks, watching the shit show that was, Disney Star Wars and, whatever they could do with Star Trek. Let's make it 10 times more gay or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're watching it just to see how bad it could get, but they weren't really watching the shows. They weren't really watching Doctor Who. They're watching videos about Doctor Who to make fun of it, but they're not actually subjecting themselves to modern Doctor Who. And I don't know what it's going to take to bring people back to any of these franchises. I don't know if you can bring people back to a lot of these franchises because so much damage has been done. And the most damage has been done, I think, with, celebrities and directors, whatever, going out there and attacking fans. And they're going to remember that they were told to go touch grass. They're going to remember that the one person, I forget who played the villain in the first episode, said that, you know, for every bigot that left Doctor Who, five more progressive people were going to come in and watch the show. They were told time and time again, Doctor Who is not for them now. We want Gen Z. We want Gen Alpha watching Doctor Who. We don't want you stinky old men. But it's a legacy franchise that it comes with stinky old men. I mean, that's just the way it works, right? I did a video the other day talking about video games and Gen X. And they said that Gen X right now are basically driving the video game industry, even though they're trying to, you know, shed themselves or rid themselves of Gen X. Gen X has disposable income, but Gen X will not pay full price for unfinished games because they know better, right? So it really is a sticky situation. Like all these legacy IP, your main audience are a bunch of middle-aged men. Like if you want this thing to work, if you want them to buy stuff, you're going to have to appeal to the middle-aged men. Hasbro gets it. Hasbro gets it. They're, you know what? They've got the really cringy IDW shipping comics or whatever they did for a number of years. They realized that shit was not going to fly with their core customers, which were Gen X men, you know, older millennial men. And so what they did is they yanked the license from IDW. They gave it to Skybound, and Skybound produces very good Transformers comics, G.I. Joe comics that are in line with the brand identity. And now Hasbro is selling Transformers and G.I. Joe toys to middle-aged men because children aren't buying toys anymore. I mean, that's the truth. Doctor Who is a show for middle-aged men. I mean, it's for everybody. It is. But your primary audience are middle-aged men, or if not older. Same with Star Trek. I mean, you've got elderly men that literally grew up watching Doctor Who and watching Star Trek. They're in their late 60s, 70s now, and they would like to watch the show, but they were told to go touch grass. They're told to get lost. We don't want you in the fandom anymore. Even though you've been here since day one, we don't want you. We're chasing TikTok. And this is what happened. You chased everybody off. So was it worth it? I don't think it was worth it. And I think they knew the whole time. They knew it was a mistake, but I think they committed to it. And now it's a joke. Now it's just a joke on Saturday Night Live. So go figure. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this one up, guys. Please subscribe. We'll talk later.